Yeah. What it is, what it ain't, what it's gonna be. What's that word, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, gods and goddesses? How y'all coming? I'm Old Dog, Big Money Man. Mr. Ain't got it on me, I got it in me. I'm bringing y'all a pre-recorded podcast as usual. It's live to me and pre-recorded to y'all. Same toilet, different feces, you hear me? Y'all know the routine. I'ma dive right in. No swimming lessons, just swimming trunks. Food for thought. Sometimes food for thought gonna be a little different. Instead of having a direct title, sometimes it can be all around direct message. Like this one, for instance. I'ma use us as people of color for an example. Like black people, a lot of them, when they get a career, they get a career to benefit themselves. They think about them most of the time. You might have a young lady, they might have a child, and she might get a career, and she might think about her children. But she think about her children as in taking care of them, which is temporarily, versus doing something that's going to last a lifetime, like giving them generational wealth or getting a career that's going to benefit their mindset and their education, that's going to, you know, build within the family and collect real money. Instead of you working for somebody else and making them rich and making their last name rich and giving them generational wealth for their children, aka the Caucasians. Let's just be real. Let's be clear here. We're not going to sugarcoat anything over here on this podcast. So with that being said, right? You know, a lot of people, male and female, but we're going to particularly even speak on the women, because we all know statistically, they finally admitted it, black women are the most educated beings out of all races and all sexes on the planet. Not just the United States, the whole entire planet. I can believe that, because black women are strong, they do strive, but with all that being said, they can't do everything on their own. They just can't. I'm sorry. They can't conquer and control on their own because they're women. Not to say that just because they're women, they're not able. It can't happen. But they're not built for that. You know, they don't have, you know, they're more compassionate than a lot of people. Black women are the most compassionate beings on the planet, because you can tell they are the strongest. And they are the most independent, because they are left to be independent. They have no choice but to survive and strive on their own. They're forced to, majority of them, because they lose brothers and uncles and dads at an early age. Some of them don't even know who their father is. Never had a father figure. A lot of them grow up fucked up because they've been molested, or they never had a father figure, or they seen a man come in at their mama's house or get beat on and so forth. And the reason why I'm speaking on this, because this has a lot to do with the mindset of the black man and the black woman, because if it affects the black woman, it's going to affect the black male. You know why? Because the black male lives in the household with the black female, and she usually is not supposed to be the alpha, because there ain't supposed to be no such thing as the alpha female, but she's the one that's raising these black males. So let's just be realistic. Like I said before, we're not going to sugarcoat anything over here on this podcast. In other words, I'm going to just speak on black people in general. We get, not even with jobs, we get jobs that benefit us that we like. Because usually if a black person don't like a job, they're not going to work it. They don't want to be on it. They don't want to come show up on time. So on and so forth. You know how we do. We on our own time. We don't like being rushed. We like to take our fucking time. That's just how we are. We'll stretch anything to the fucking end. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, like, that's what we do. And as long as we get paid, we don't give a fuck who, how, when, where, and who like it and who don't, for the most part. Because sometimes we can be selfish-ass people. Sometimes it can be in our nature. I don't know if it's right or wrong anymore. Sometimes I think it's just a part of who we are, especially in this generation. And a lot of things that we do, and a lot of our habits aren't right. It's kind of like slavery, or slave mentality, slave-like, so to speak. And we need to change that narrative. But we don't think about generational wealth. We don't think about, is this going to benefit our children in the future? Are we going to collect some dimes and dollars and some currency and some businesses and some land so our children can work on the farm and learn how to build and crop and, you know, raise their children. See, we don't think like that. Because if we did, we'll be a stronger race. If we did, we'll be like the Asians. We'll be like the Hispanics, the Arabs, the Indians. Everybody got businesses and doing big shit but us. We don't own shit. We ain't doing shit but killing each other and going to jail. While our women sit back and outdo us and receive no help on the other end. Leave our women out here to be left alone. Possibly something happened to them. They can either die here if it was a race war or something happened. Government really wanted to. They can do whatever they wanted to our females because our females have no protection in the household. 98% of them. There are a few females that can protect themselves physically and with weapons. Trust and believe that. You know what I'm saying? They can definitely arm themselves and they can definitely use a motherfucking gun. A firearm, so to speak. And trust me, they good at it. There's some women out here, so don't motherfucking be fooled. And don't think they won't put a bullet in your fucking head and your face, because they will. Especially when it comes to protecting them and their you know, loved ones and what belongs to them and theirs. Oh, yeah, they'll do it. 9 times out of 10, a woman will kill you quicker over protecting her family and children than a man. Man want to talk it out. A woman, she ain't trying to hear that. Because she automatically in mother mode, mother instinct mode, so to speak, and she killing something. And there are women out here that are strapped. So don't get it fucking twisted. Every woman don't walk around with a can of mace. Some mom walk around with a motherfucking can and a drum of bullets. A 50-round drum for your ass. 30-round drum or something. You're going to get that work, that business. And some of them can't fight. So I don't think because they female, they got a vagina between their legs and titties on their chest and they pretty and, you know, princy and, you know what I'm saying, all fancy looking that they can't whoop your ass because you're a man. Not to say a woman should fight a man or a man should put his hands on a woman. But there are women out here that can literally protect them fucking selves. Don't get it fucking twisted, man. Y'all need to understand it's a difference between being a woman and being a woman and motherly instinct kick in. When motherly instinct kick in, that's protection mode. She would be willing to die for hers. Trust and believe that. Trust me. Don't get it fucking twisted. They can't do a lot of shit and all this shit for nothing. They built for it. They're strong, man. We need to give our women more credit than what they're receiving. But with all that being said, our women is not thinking about generational wealth because our women is spending $6 to $8 billion or more in the fake hair industry. Fake nails, pedicures, fake wigs and hair. They put more money into this industry than they put into their household and their kids' colleges. Can't make this up. That's what they're doing. Black man. It's sad that most of y'all ain't even in the picture to even have this conversation about any coins that y'all even put to anything. Any miles, any tables, any bills, anything. That's fucking ridiculous. You know, you don't have to take care of that woman because she might not be yours anymore. But it is your responsibility to help take care of that child. And that's just what it is. You brought a child into the world, you take care of it. I didn't care what the fuck me and the mother of my child was doing. Whether we was arguing, fighting, fucking and fussing, whatever we was doing, my child didn't intervene. I didn't put my child a part of that. My child was taken care of regardless because that's what you're supposed to do. The child has nothing to do with y'all relationship, your marriage, anything. That's going to be your child regardless. If you're doing good with your significant other or doing bad, that's still going to be your child. That doesn't change. That child still has your DNA walking around this fucking planet. Child didn't ask to be here. So why neglect a child? You don't want nobody neglecting your ass when you was a kid. And especially if you went through that neglect, you should know better. That should make you go hard and stride and want to take care of your fucking kids. But some of y'all be lowlifes like your daddies. You know, some of y'all might have a few of y'all might have lowlife moms. But that's very rare. That's so damn rare, nobody talks about it. Even so, motherfuckers still love their mama. So So, you know, y'all know what time it is with that. We need to be like the white people. They sacrifice. Even if a white kid, even, you know, kids have their own dreams, what they want to be when they grow up. And there are a few that will proceed to be what the hell they dreamed about being as a kid. Firefighter, whatever the case may be, police officers. But guess what? They become that. They're successful at doing that. And some of them will sacrifice and be the same thing their father was. They might not be good at being a police officer. They might not be good at being a congressman or, you know what I'm saying, a politician. But they keep it in the family. They don't give a fuck if you like it or not, if you're good at it or not. Ain't no little I's and big U's. Everybody do what they need to do to push this narrative to be whatever they can be to have this specific ordeal going on in their motherfucking race and in their family. But that's what they think about. They think about the bigger picture. They don't just think about themselves. They think about family, family oriented. And that's why they survive. That's why they can have a cousin or two that's in the judicial system, that's in the Congress, and that's in the White House, that's in the music industry, that's a part of the Jewish team, that's a part of this cult, that cult. They got family members in there. They got 30 cousins that in this cult. They got 30 cousins that own these tall buildings in your major city or your favorite city or the city that you might live in. They got cousins that own them construction companies. They got cousins that work in the light bill company or the water bill company. They got cousins that's responsible for a lot of shipments that come to America. They got cousins that's in the mob. Whether it's good or bad, agreeable or disagreeable, they're a part of that. And that's how they get control. That's how they get power. That's how they get money. At the end of the day, money is power. And these white people, don't, they just don't make it. They take it. They gonna get what's theirs. As we should. We should do the same thing. We should be the same way. Not to be savage like them. But we got something took from us. So why can't we take it back? We need to think about generational wealth. We don't think like them. We're always like crabs in the bucket, putting each other down, not thinking about our children, our mothers, grandmothers, nobody. You know, it's like ridiculous. Like, we depend on our grandmothers to cook for us, to do everything for us. Why can't we learn how to cook? Why can't we, you know what I'm saying? I know how to cook, but I'm generally speaking. Why can't we teach our children how to cook? Teach ourselves how to cook. Do things on our own, be independent, teach our race to be independent. But at the same time, independence only goes so far. We need to have unity. We don't understand how powerful we will be. But nobody wants that. Nobody trusts each other. Everybody gossip about each other. There's no unity. There's no respect. Everybody want to show who's the toughest, who's the roughest, who's the biggest roster, rasclot. You know what I'm saying? All this retarded shit. You know, nobody thinks about finances. Nobody thinks about being powerful. Nobody thinks about having black power, having their race strong, long jeopardy, long term, futuristic. Nobody think of these things or these words because it ain't on their mind because they got too much bullshit on their mind. Social media, twerking videos, when the next pair of Jordans come out, when the next fucking rapper come out that's going to talk slutty on the song or the track. What song is out that you can shake your ass to? What dude you can trick in your DM to send you a Cash App or a Zelle or something so you can go buy some bullshit designer or some fake designer? What club you gonna work for so you can shake some ass? What dick you gonna suck tonight? That's all y'all think about. Bullshit. Instead of, it ain't all about money. Don't get it twisted. But it is about unity. It is about power and respect. Something we don't have, something we lack amongst each other. So how the fuck we expect other races to respect and love and care about us? They don't even trust us if they see how we kill and do each other. So why would they want to be around that? If you do that to each other, what the fuck do you think we know and we feel that y'all gonna do to us? Can you blame them though? I hope y'all enjoyed that solar eclipse. They even try to spook people on the news and say it's going to be a solar eclipse earthquake. Man, listen, did nothing happen? Most people got some rain. That's as worse as it got. I'm not saying that's not going to be a new era after this. That sign is just a sign of new things to come, positive things to come. The gods, the creator, is trying to cleanse the universe. But all this shit NASA had overhyped, and the government overhyped, and CERN overhyped, because they wanted everybody to be outside to witness that, even though they was telling people to be inside. And the ones that was telling you to be inside knew about this. They was warning you. They said it right, because a lot of people that was out for the eclipse got sick. Some of them are still sick. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I went outside long, but I did get a little sickness or whatever. But, you know, my body overcame it for the most part. Thank God for that. But a lot of people are still sick as shit. They don't know how to feel, how to take it. And during the eclipse, scientifically, it was told that don't eat during the eclipse, because the sun is out of the way and the atmosphere is full of bacteria. Everything went cold. The animals even act crazy because the animals are attached to the earth. And it was told that, you know, we shouldn't be outside around it. You should take a shower right after the eclipse. There's a lot of things that was told, even told to me. You know, I took heed to a lot of things, but, you know, you don't let a lot of things get to you because it's hype. Sometimes people don't know what they're talking about. And I told you everything was going to be cool. But doesn't mean some crazy shit not going to happen this year. But, you know, it might be a follow-up from the eclipse, or it might be something else. You never know. But they did overhype this eclipse. But eclipses are signs to come. And most of these people are not divine. And they're not chosen. Their third eye is not open, so they wouldn't fucking know. Because that's why they're so, overwhelmed and overhyped about the overhype, the bullshit, the fake news, all this goofy shit everybody's speaking on, and they falling for it. Now, everybody that came up with all them conspiracy theories and talked about this and talked about that, they ass is quiet as a motherfucker this morning. And they gonna be quiet all Tuesday, probably all week. They ain't gonna have nothing to say. They ain't gonna talk about shit. And if they do, they gonna speak on another subject and try to move on, hoping that you forgot that they just brought out a whole week, 2 weeks, a month of conspiracy theories, and ain't none of them come true. None of them. And for the record, that earthquake happened before the eclipse. And it was only a 4-point-something Richter scale. Not to say that's a good thing, and not to say that it can't happen again, and not to say that's not bad. Because it is. Any earthquake is bad, especially on that side of the region, way across, way from California, where California is known for earthquakes. New York and Jersey is not used to that shit. They don't know anything about that. I believe it was man-made, if you ask me. I'm starting to think it was man-made. And what a coincidence it would happen in a place where there's too many heavy buildings and population is overwhelmed and overcrowded and, you know what I'm saying? And a place where everybody's always outside, is always partying, the city never dies. It sound like a place like New York City, don't it? In New Jersey, just get the shit in at the stick. A lot of people from New York be in New Jersey, because northern New Jersey is overcrowded too. Because people who don't want to pay those New York taxes, they live in New Jersey and they work in New York. You know, that's just how it is. People are not dumb. They know what the fuck they're doing. But we got to be careful what we take in, what information we take in. And sometimes it's best to do your own research. And even sometimes when you do your own research, don't always what you be expecting or what you're looking for. Sometimes the source has no value. Sometimes the source has no meaning. You know, it's not what you're looking for, period. You know, I don't know, you know. Some sources can be resourceful, some of them don't. But, you know, y'all are too busy listening to the government and allowing the government to overhype you, overwhelm you with lies and bullshit. You're going to never learn nothing. You're going to never see when something's really coming. You're not. You know, there was speculations that the day before sunrise, people saw two suns. I don't know how true that is. I didn't see the sunrise. I saw it, but I didn't see it. I didn't go outside and look at it. So I didn't really pay it no attention. So I can't really speak on it. Because if I don't know, I don't know. If I didn't see it, I didn't see it. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. It's one thing we don't do on this podcast. Make up bullshit and lie. Even on April Fools, we don't do that. Fact of the matter is, CERN allegedly did all that to make people go outside so they can, not just CERN, but NASA, United States government, CIA, you know, to test out the God particle machine. And allegedly, they shot some molecules and chemicals over here during the Central Fault Line. So basically from Texas all the way to, you know, Illinois. And anybody around that shit got sick too. And they was testing some molecules and testing a machine. Same reason why NASA said that they was gonna shoot some rockets to the motherfucking moon and the sun. Now, I mean, I don't know. That lets you know alone that the sun and the moon is close, that the sun and the moon is near Earth. Now, they didn't say they were shooting a rocket into the moon. They said they were shooting a rocket into the suns so they can get some data. Now, obviously, 30-some thousand miles away, allegedly, is the moon, right? And 96 million miles away is the sun, right? Well, obviously, the moon is close. The sun is far away. The sun is huge. Why is it that the moon is big enough to cover up the sun, allegedly? Obviously, all that shit is right here on Earth. Why would they shoot a rocket? Rockets don't shoot that far, do they? How does a rocket get through the firmament? Because it's not going through the firmament. The moon and the sun is right here on Earth. That's why they tell you to go shoot a rocket into it to get some data. Why can't they send nothing else to get no data? Are y'all paying attention to their wordplay and what the hell they saying? And the crazy part about it is, they not even fixing what they're saying. They not even rewording it. They want you to hear it just the way they put it out, because that's just what they're doing. And they said this before, people do not pay attention. I never understood that. That's wild. And trust and believe, they know where the sun sits on Earth and the moon. So obviously they're going to take flights to go around those areas. Same reason why they don't let you fly over certain regions like Antarctica and different places, even parts of Alaska, Antarctica, some parts of the Grand Canyon. You'll never see. They'll never let you see the shortcut to Africa. They won't let you see that. They won't even let you roam the Grand Canyons by yourself, because they know you're going to run into caves and civilizations and fucking pyramids and things of that nature, ancient stuff. They know that. Still have some ancient people still living there, still alive, as far as we know. They ain't gonna tell you that. And if you know too much, they gonna have you sign a disclaimer if they don't kill you. Push you down the damn Grand Canyon, down the rocks, and say it was an accident. They do anything. People crazy. The government is bogus. They are the biggest fucking killers. They're the biggest gang. It's hard to defeat them motherfuckers, you know? But look forward to things to come. Don't just put your guard down. Still need to get our ammo up, our guns up, our food up, our water up. Get our mind up, our conscience level up. You know what I'm saying? Know what the fuck is going on. Be alert, be aware, be righteous. Get closer to our creator. Know who's here and what the fuck is going on. Stop listening to the government and listen to your own mindset, your own conscience. You'll hear a voice that's going to speak to you. It's going to be a righteous voice, not the fucking government. Because all they do is use, lie, steal, kill, and destroy. That's their job. Because they are your enemy. They are the real enemy. The government has never been your friend, my friend. They never will be. So don't ever put your guard down with them. Don't expect them to help you or be your friend, because that's just not what they are. They only do things for you that's going to benefit them. Everything they do for you benefits them. Whether it's taxes, whether it's giving you a check every month, any of that, it's benefiting them. Because they're collecting data off of you, they're using you, and they get paid for you when they do that, and so on and so forth. They're controlling you. So anytime they do something for you, it ain't to help you, it's to help more help them. You ever thought about that? It's more to help them. You know, I know later on in the year, God's will, it's going to be an election. People going to have to vote. Now, one of the Kennedy wars, the great-grandchild child, one of them, the great-grandson, one of the Kennedys, supposed to be going up for president. And then Donald Trump's supposed to come back if they let him. I ain't going to lie to you. The way I see shit and what things going on, I would vote for Trump. But I really want to see what the Kennedy guy's talking about before I make my decision. If I decide to vote. I don't know. I really don't. This weather out here do not feel like spring, so hopefully it changes. Hopefully temperatures warm up. I mean, I'm cool with the blossoms and the blooming. That pollen tear my ass up every time. But I got to get used to it because the trees and everything needs to bloom and blossom and all of that. And speaking of trees and blooming and blossoming and bees and things of that nature, there's been a lot of areas where the locusts, grasshoppers, just plaguing everything. It's almost like an apocalypse. These are signs of things to come, the beginning of the end times. You know, if I see a bunch of locusts, as much as I miss fishing, I'm putting them all into a container so they can breathe. Put some grass in there because I think they eat grass and stuff like that. And using the fish, there'd be so many of them. And you know, when them things jump into them ponds and them lakes and rivers, you know how good those fishes are eating, especially those fishes that eat bugs like that. Oh, they eating good. They getting real fat and juicy because these locusts, these grasshoppers, been hiding underground for a long time. Nobody has seen them for years. I just thought about it. I haven't seen a locust, grasshopper, the black ones, the darker ones. I've seen the green ones, I think, but I haven't seen the darker ones. I haven't seen one of them in years. They damn near just as rare, probably even more rare than the lightning bug. You know? Be careful what you take in. Take heed to what you say and what you do. Be conscious, be strong, and remember, don't listen to everything I say. Take heed to what I say, but go behind my back and even do your own research and come back and tell me, hey, this is this, this is that, this ain't that. You said it wrong, or you said it right, or we can come to a conclusion, to agree, or agree to disagree. It is what it is. Appreciate y'all listening. Y'all be alert. Y'all stay strong. And matter of fact, first and foremost, as always, stay dangerous. Oh, no.